All right, showtime. You ready?
Born ready.
Great. Did you bring the dongle?
What's a dongle?
Never mind. We'll just show him on your laptop.
I was supposed to bring my laptop?
Don't panic. You shared the presentation with me, right?
I forgot.
Well, if you log in, then we can...
My password. I was about to say I forgot my password.
You ordered the food through Easy Cater, right?
Yes.
We'll be fine.
Food can make or break a presentation, so make sure you order at EasyCater.com. Individually packaged food, delivered right on time. How? Easy Cater.
No games on the schedule?
That doesn't stop us from talking football.
It's time for the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association Show.
Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Here are your hosts, past WFCA president and associate head coach at Arrowhead, Tom Swiddle, and the Fans High School insider, big time Mike McGivern.
Welcome in once again on this 4th of July weekend to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association Show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Don Wachilla sitting in for big time Mike McGivern, joined as always by the Hall of Famer Tom Swiddle, and we jump right to the great Midwest Bank Hotline to bring in the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association fundraising chairman, Jerry Gombieski. Jerry, how are you, sir?
I am very fine.
Great to have you with us today. And I know with the All-Star game coming up that one of the major components, probably one of the components of the All-Star game, is the association with it and Children's Hospital. So why don't we begin there and talk about that association?
All right. Well, I have been a member for the last probably 33 years. And of the 33 years, Dan Brunner and I have been fundraisers for the All-Star Game and Children's Hospital.
And if I could just interrupt here, Don, quickly. Jerry is an amazing man. He has raised more money with his raffles and auction items than anybody I know. And I know we're going to get into some of those items that he has used through the years, but just to give you an example of how much money Jerry has raised, and it's not just for Children's Hospital, but also for WFCA scholarships. This past year, we honored over 20 seniors. I think the total was 24. I could be off one or two there, but it was over 20 seniors this year got $1,000 scholarships from the WFCA for college, and it was based on a lot of the money that Jerry has raised for these things. And Jerry, the thing I most admire about you is the fact that your personality is so different from mine. You don't have a problem going up to somebody and asking them for something, and you typically get it.
Well, talking about the scholarships that the WFCA gives out, we have a clinic where all the coaches come together on, and I go out and with the help of Greg Meyer and Gary Meyer and Sue Dufek, we get between 60 and 72 cases of beer from small breweries. So we have a raffle at the clinic, or it's beer for a year, and we sell them for $20 a ticket, and boy, those tickets go fast. The beer raffle is amazing what we make on it. And then the other big item that we have at the clinic is we have either an Aaron Rodgers or a J.J. Watt football helmet that we raffle off. And when the smoke clears off the raffle, we do three of them, and we end up with $3,300 on it. So, and that's part of our donation for the scholarship fund.
That's incredible stuff. Jerry, what has been the hardest part going into this year's game, knowing that just the world has been different and trying to get businesses back into the swing of things as far as donations go?
Well, here's where we sit on a normal year. Okay, when we started, we went from the Shriners to Children's Hospital. We switched where we were going to be putting our money, and we were looking for big items. And what we, if you were going to average us from 2019. To 2006 when we got started, I would say our average, what we would be making is probably be $11,000 and $12,000 on the weekend. That now, in terms of us collecting the money and getting all of the prizes that we have, it was very difficult going in and asking for things for this year. We will do well, but we're not, the COVID year is not going to be like a normal year. That we have for our raffle, we will be raffling off at every ball game. We will be J.J. Watt and his brothers have autographed helmets, so we will be doing three of those, one at each game. The athletic director from the Badgers, he has been very generous, and we've got some prints, Barry Alvarez, of him signed, and it's kind of a reminiscing of a Barry with all of the bowls and things that he's won. It's quite a neat picture. We will raffle that off. That goes very good. And our 50-50 raffles at each game will go, but again, with our 50-50 raffle, you got to have a big crowd. I can't tell you what type of crowd we're going to be having. Okay, at a normal 50-50 raffle for the event, we usually do about $900. We will be running one of those. We'll be running the helmets. We'll be running the Barry Alvarez display. It's the one of the big events that was called off was the Friday before the All-Star game, and on that night we would make $3,000 or $4,000 raffling different things. We would have a what you would call a dollar raffle, where it's buckets and the prize, and you buy tickets for a dollar and throw them in the bucket. Okay, now what's in the bucket? The big sellers, Dave Robinson, Jerry Kramer, Lynn Dickey, John Brockington, Ted Hendricks, Daryl Sims, Willie Buchanan, Jared Aberderis, Scott Tolzien, Brady Ewing, Tarek Salek, and it just goes on, Marv Fleming. Now, we don't have them all every year, but those are the types of things that we have at our dollar raffle. Okay, also at that at Friday night, we hit all the golf courses, the expensive golf courses in the state, and they give us a package. And then we also hit the hotels. I do this all year round. I get commitments from different motels around these golf courses and put it together, and that's part of the silent raffle. Also, we hit all the water parks. That is a big, big item. So we've got an assortment of prizes at our raffles, and the people are very good and very generous at these things.
And Jerry, what you're really saying is that anything that's attached to the Green Bay Packers, any name from the past, and anything attached to the University of Wisconsin, and especially football from there, is a big seller for you.
Oh, and the university is very generous. We get things from hockey, women's basketball, anything that's Badger goes, anything with Packer goes. I've had a funny experience. We had there was a player, a fullback from the Badgers, Brady Ewing, and Brady didn't nobody ever heard of Brady. He was the fullback. He doesn't carry the ball that much. But he was in the raffle, and he went up against Drew Brees. And who do you think got more money, Drew Brees or Brady Ewing? The answer was Brady Ewing. So I say, if you are a Badger, we really do well with them.
We're talking with Jerry Golombieski, WFCA fundraising chairman. Tom, I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, not at all. I was just going to ask Jerry, you know, I mentioned earlier, Jerry's personality is so different from mine. I it's difficult for me to just ask people for things, and Jerry has no problem with that. And I wanted to ask Jerry, one of the people that Jerry has relied on through the years is Barry Alvarez. Jerry's got a great relationship with Barry in that he can just show up at his office completely unannounced and get Barry to sign things. What are you going to do now that Barry's retired?
I will find him in other places. Find out, because I think, you know, Barry is a big seller. Like, we didn't talk about the helmet raffle, but we have a deck of cards, 52 cards, and it's $20 a card. And through the years, we've watched who will a person spend $20 on a raffle, and Barry is one of them. The Watt brothers is another one. We had a receiver. Now his name's I will find his name from Kansas, who he teamed up with Brett Favre, and he was quite popular. Well, he donated a signed jersey, and we made $1,100 in 10 minutes. We were at the stadium in Oshkosh, and the guys who were selling the cards went out into the crowd, and it seems like all mid-age women and older women, they rushed the cellar, and we announced the winner like after 20 minutes of, you know, us counting it and getting everything back. We announced the winner who got the jersey. That was the fastest one we've ever had.
You're talking about Jordy Nelson, correct?
Jordy Nelson. That's yeah. The name that skipped me. But, man, we got swamped by the excitement of the women after his jersey.
That's good stuff. All right, let's take a break because I want to continue this discussion with Jerry Golombieski, who's the WFCA fundraising chairman in association with the All-Star Game coming up. Talk a little bit again about some of the items that will be available. But then also, I am quite sure there is a way that people can become a part of it as far as donations go who can't necessarily make the upcoming All-Star Game. And we'll get to all of that on the other side of the break with Jerry. Once again, this is the Pick and Save. Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin right here on 1250 AM The Fan. Boom, bam. R-O-C-K in the USA. Welcome back in. It's the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'm Don Wachilla, sitting in for big-time Mike McGivern, the Hall of Famer. Tom Swiddle is also on board, and we're joined on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline by Jerry Golombieski, the WFCA fundraising chairman for the organization, and especially with the upcoming All-Star Game that is going to take place. And Jerry, before the break, you know, you were talking about the success you had with Badgers, with Packer memorabilia, with the beer raffle. But outside of those three, what's another item that over the years you found people gravitate towards and will donate or become part of the raffle in order to gain that particular prize?
Okay. Summerfest is a big donor. They give us, we have blocks of Summerfest tickets with parking included. That is a very hot item. The Piddle Tavern downtown, that is a big item. They donate quite a few of those, and we do quite well with the Piddle Tavern. We also have really upped. I told you what the average was, but in looking at my records here, we've done it twice so far. We were going to do it again the last 2 years, but COVID has stopped us. Is Lynch Motors donates a car to us, a used car, and we raffle off the car, and those tickets are sold through the high school football coaches, and we do quite well with that. Buy a ticket for a raffle on a second car, and we're going to be proceeding with that full scale. That would be Lynch is the guy who gives it to us, boy, and they are very generous.
And Don, you're getting the feeling here that I'm sure, and everybody else who's listening, that you know Jerry is very, very serious about this role of raising money for the WFCA scholarships and for children's. And I mean, just to show you how serious he is, a couple years ago, my wife Ingrid and I went to Jerry's house along with his lovely wife Kathleen, and we were going to count all the money from the raffles from the All-Star game. So if you can imagine a table that is just covered with dollars, you know, you've got hundreds here, 20s here, 10s, 5s, 1s, and we went through the process, and it took us a while to count all the money. So we get to the end, and the total that we counted when we added it up was off by $3. And Jerry wanted to go through and count all the money again just to be sure that we had the right amount. I took my wallet out. I gave him $3. I said, we're fine. We are not counting that money again. But that's how serious that Jerry takes this, and God bless him for doing that. And I know, Jerry, you spearhead this. You're the leader of the team without question. But you do have a team of people you work with. Do you want to mention some of those individuals?
Oh, the Dufek, Sue and Greg Dufek. They're big. Guy Kopp, he's from Cuba City. That guy can sell anything. When he goes out into the crowd, that we have to have somebody with a box or something to carry the money and make the change, because he sells it. Gary Miller is another. He's from Cuba City also. He helps us. He's really good at the sales. The sales end is very important because you've got such a short window to sell it, and it's got to go. And those people, they're out, and they do it. And I'm quite proud of them. And working with them, we will be successful this year in spite of the limitations without having Friday night and not having the ability to put a lot of our items out, that I think we'll come out quite well this year. I'm getting ready for next year with Lynch that we're going to come up with something and marketing that we really can spread out, and we do quite well. This year had nothing to do, but my grandson is going to be the one of the quarterbacks on the All-Star team, and they are out raising money. Right now, they have raised $225,000 at this time. Their goal is
$300,000. Wow.
Well, my grandson has come up with $6,500. So he's kind of followed through with our tradition of doing this for Children's Hospital.
Boy, I'd say.
Yeah, definitely. And Jerry, just may I interject that when Tom asked you to name his team, the first three people you mentioned are all affiliated, Pulaski alumni. I'm just throwing that out there. I don't know, a little Ram pride, you know, making our way through here. But I shout out to my brethren over there at Pulaski. Jerry, you mentioned it there with your grandson, and that's where my next question was going to go, because the players also have a responsibility. Not only is it an honor to be selected to play in the game, but there's a responsibility as far as fundraising goes to help contribute to what the causes are with the WFCA.
Yeah, they're doing well, but I don't think we're going to hit our average. I just think that I don't know what's going on, but let's put it this way. I'm hoping that we can get our 300,000, but in other years, we have gone a lot more than 300,000. It's not the lack of effort, because I watch what's going on with Max and the Golombeski family. We're all out humping, and this is what we came up with, 6,500. The guy who's in first place is getting probably, he is about 9,000, and the businesses this year, because of COVID, have not especially knocked out all the restaurants. We're above water. We're doing very good, but we have done better in other years.
Wow.
Yeah, typically, Don, we have raised over 400,000, 450,000 in a typical year, even approaching $500,000, but the way the games fell this year, we didn't even know we were going to have games till April. Normally this process starts in February. We didn't start this year until really late April, early May. So the fundraising time frame has been shortened. And so the $300,000 total is reflective of, you know, how much time these all-star players and their families can do that. So,
sure.
If we hit 300,000, that would be a great accomplishment. I'm very confident we will. We are going to keep the fundraising open through the All-Star game. Typically, we cut it off a week before. So I'm confident we're going to hit the $300,000 and be able to, once again, help Children's Hospital of Wisconsin very much.
Is there a way, guys, that if someone cannot make the All-Star game in Oshkosh or doesn't have a family affiliation with someone who is playing, that they can still, you know, open up the wallet, so to speak, and help the cause?
Yes, you can go on the Children's Hospital, now it's called Children's of Wisconsin, their website, and they have an area there with the All-Star game. You can contribute directly through that website. Unfortunately, I don't have it in front of me. If you go on the Children's of Wisconsin website, you'll be able to navigate your way to the All-Star game, and then you can donate money. You can donate to a specific individual you if you choose, or you can just donate in general. But you can, by not going to the game or maybe not knowing somebody personally involved in the game, you can still donate by doing that.
Here, I got it for you, Tom. Let me give it out real quick. It's giving.childrenswi.org. Once again, that's giving.childrenswi.org to do exactly that. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, and that's just, you know, one of the many ways that the money is raised for Children's Hospital. And again, you know, besides the players and the families of the people involved in the game who are playing in the game, you know, having individuals like Jerry involved is just incredible. It is a family affair in a way for the people who do work with Jerry and his various fundraising efforts. And again, it just all goes to a great cause, Children's of Wisconsin.
Yeah, Jerry, one final push, sir, before we have to get to a break. Give us that best speech for people to open up that wallet.
Okay. The best speech is, have you ever had a child at Children's Hospital and see how wonderful they are and what they do?
Yeah.
We have a night during our All-Star camp, which we didn't have this year because of the time, where we had the kids from Children's Hospital came to Whitewater and to Oshkosh, and they got involved with the football players. And I had a table there, and we get a tremendous amount of donations at that day. And we didn't have that this year because of COVID. That if somebody has used Children's Hospital, you'll just see how great it is.
And Don, I don't think there's anybody who hasn't, in one way, through family or friends or whatever, that haven't, know somebody from that has been at Children's Hospital for something. So as Jerry said, it really touches everybody.
Yeah, I there's no way to top that, because you're absolutely right. The ability that they have to treat young people and do the things they're doing at their facility is just remarkable. And as you said, regardless of whether it's been someone in the immediate family or a friend, everybody has been touched in a way that Children's Hospital and what they've done has had a meaningful impact. So, Jerry, as we're up against the break, thank you so much for jumping on and joining us, and best wishes here as we get closer to the All-Star Game. And we really, really implore people that if you're not going to be at the game and you don't have an opportunity to purchase a raffle ticket or become part of the silent auction, make sure you go to giving.childrenswi.org and make a donation. So, Jerry, thank you again so much. Have yourself a safe and memorable 4th of July holiday.
Thank you.
That's Jerry Gombieski, the WFCA fundraising chairman, who is joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. We'll get to a break. And on the other side of the break, we're going to talk with Craig Orlean, the Pro 3 Solutions company that's doing some really, really great work with regards to making sure the players, athletes, and facilities are safe, especially in what we're coming out of. And we'll talk about that whole scenario next on the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, right here on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back in. It's the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, right here on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Don Wachilla, sitting in for big-time Mike McGivern, joined, as always, by Tom Swiddle, the Hall of Fame coach here in the state of Wisconsin. And now we'll jump to the Great Midwest Bank Hotline and bring in Craig Orlean from Pro 3 Solutions. And Craig, Pro 3 Solutions, I would have to say, was rather busy this past year, as you guys specialize in disinfecting athletic equipment and facilities. So let's start with basically the relationship you have with the WFCA.
So thanks for having me on, guys. I really appreciate it. And it was a little bit of a crazy year, as it was for everyone. We're entering into our sixth year of working with athletic departments, football teams, hockey teams, but in particular, our business centers around football. And now for the last 2.5 years, we've been a sponsor with the WFCA. And we think, as a company, it's vital to not only give back, but to develop that relationship statewide with the governing organization, the main organization for high school football.
You know, Don, Pro 3 Solutions, it's such a unique service, and it's a great niche for the WFCA to be working with Pro 3 Solutions based on what they offer. They work with schools throughout the state, not just in our state, but in other states as well. And the fact that you can get your football equipment and locker rooms and even pads, things that you use on the practice field, disinfected, is just, to me, such a great idea, and something that I think all schools should look into. And again, they're such a good sponsor with us, with the WFCA, and Craig, and Don mentioned that this last year has been crazy, but you've really branched out into other areas because of the COVID. I mean, whereas, again, your niche might have been working with schools and their football programs, you guys have really branched out into other things.
Well, I tell you what, Tom, we started out working with Ozone, and we were a little limited to just football and more athletic equipment. But we always made a promise to our customers that we were going to try and be innovative and find the best way to do things, to find the best solutions, the best products. We've even created some of the industry that we're doing ourselves. So with that, now we're able to go in and not only treat equipment, but we're treating, like you had mentioned, we're treating locker rooms. And what a great thing now to make sure that when your players re-enter into their locker room, that the locker room is safe and clean and we're not spreading any of the viruses. We are not by any means a COVID company. COVID came about and it was something that we all had to deal with. But really, it turns out to be more with staff and impetigo and MRSA and infections like that that keep players out of the games. And we've been, but for the most part, we've been able to eliminate that from our customers.
So, Craig, let's just face it. As someone who's been in and around schools, they're breeding grounds for various viruses, the way everybody is packed in into the various facilities. What's the process when you go in? What happens to accomplish what you were just describing, which is eliminating those various viruses and bacterias and things of that nature that can get not only the kids sick, but the coaches sick as well?
Right. So the first thing that we do is we do throughout the season, our process is three treatments. All right. And so every time we come in and treat, we try and make it as a little bit of a spring cleaning. So we ask the coaches to try and get all of the washables, all the laundables home for to be able to take towels, T-shirts, socks. We don't want players trying to be that warrior who's going to wear the same pair of socks every day for practice. But when we treat, we're treating all the equipment. So helmets, shoulder pads, mouth guards, gloves, even wristbands, shoes, braces, all of that stuff that would harbor any type of bacteria. And when we treat it, we do a two-step process, and it's what we call disinfect and protect. And so the first one, we use a product called chlorine dioxide. PureFX is the brand name of it. And it, by very layman's terms, it's pure oxygen dissolved in water. And so when we treat with the equipment, it releases real high levels of oxygen, and it disinfects from the inside of the equipment out. And then after the equipment is completely disinfected, we put down an antimicrobial coating, which gives a lasting protection until we come out the next time. So the players are never not treated the entire process.
And Don, as you can well imagine, being a coach, and I've been coaching for over 40 years now, I've unfortunately have had to deal with things like MRSA. And you know, in the middle of a season, if that happens, it is just so difficult to clean everything, to disinfect, to wipe off the equipment, the locker room, all of that stuff in the middle of a season when there's other things going on with practice and
sure,
getting ready for a game and things. It's, to me, again, it's just what Pro 3 Solutions does is such a great service that I can't believe that schools wouldn't want to do that. Now, of course, Craig, there's a cost associated to this. And maybe talk about your pricing and how some schools pay for it.
So our pricing is very simple. It's $30 per player for the entire season. All right. And now as teams go on into the playoffs, I'll back up here a second here. So when we're treating, we treat right away when the season begins, and with some schools we'll even treat preseason. And so by treating preseason, we're able to put that protective coating on the equipment to make sure that no bacteria even starts to form. Then we treat around game two and then around game seven, okay? And so that covers a team for the entire season. If it comes up into your term and you're still playing in the playoffs, we actually even provide that treatment for the teams at no additional cost. So what we're trying to do is for the teams that are fortunate enough to continue on, we say thank you, congratulations, and we definitely do not want sickness or illness to be any type of a cause of a team maybe not having a successful end to their year. So it's $30 a player with that will equipment. And Tom, as you had also mentioned, any outside arm shields, that type of thing. So if you imagine arm shields, the players always pounding on those things, they're not healthy environments, to say the least.
All right, I'll tell you what, I want to continue this discussion, but we're up against a break. Let's take that break, and then on the other side, we'll continue talking with Craig Erline from Pro 3 Solutions, because the service that, as Tom was just saying, the service that this company provides, especially in this day and age, I can't imagine other schools and universities, for that matter, wouldn't be jumping on board. So we'll continue this discussion on the other side. It's the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, right here on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back in. It's the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, right here on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Don Wachilis, once again, sitting in for big-time Mike McGivern. Tom Swiddle joining us as always. And on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, we're talking with Craig Erline of Pro 3 Solutions, who, with their company, really performing some outstanding work, not only coming off of a pandemic, but just the fact that in the school systems, period, end of discussion, knowing what can be presented there, really doing a nice job in helping athletic teams and their facilities stay safe. And Craig, I guess what I wanted to ask you is, especially with my focus here at the station with Division III athletics, have you guys been able to utilize your talents, shall we say, with some of the area universities with all of the various athletic events that they've got going on?
We have worked with a number of Division III universities, from Lakeland College to UW Oshkosh, Whitewater, Wisconsin Lutheran College, and if I'm forgetting some of them, I apologize if any of those coaches are listening for not giving the shout out. But we have been able to. If I can elaborate for a second, the beautiful thing about what we do is I think it's for a team, it's a relatively affordable way to keep players playing in their game. We always use the tagline that we keep athletes healthy and in the game. And it really turns out to be a way that we are able to keep players playing in a sport where almost 40% of the teams throughout the state of Wisconsin end up getting some sort of major outbreak each season. And I don't care if that's impetigo to all the way up to staff. We've almost 100% prevented it. Not to mention that all of our coaches that we work with, they keep telling us how their absentee days, the missed practices, the missed schools, almost disappears as they're using our service as well.
Well, and I think, Craig, where we might want to go is you know, I know how you guys operate. I know how you do your thing. It's relatively hassle-free. I mean, maybe if you explained the process, what it takes, what a coach has to do to get ready for a visit from you, and then compare that what you would have to do if you had a MRSA outbreak. You know, more people might give Pro 3 Solutions a more serious look. So what is your process? If you're coming to whatever school, how does the school prepare for your visit? What do they have to do?
Yeah, Tom, and I'm sorry to jump over you. It's really a super easy process. And really all we have to do is have access to the locker rooms and to the lockers. Once again, we say try to get all of the non-launderable equipment out. But once again, we are spraying a product that in essence is pure oxygen. So anything that's in the locker will get disinfected. It just makes for a better process. We come in, once we have access, we stage all of the equipment so we have better accessibility to it for more complete coverage, more with our antimicrobial coating. Then when we're done, we put the locker room away and we game day stage it. So all of the helmets are facing the same way. All the shoes, all the shoulder pads are exactly the same way. So when the players get in there, they know that something good's been done for them. And we lock back up the lockers if we need to, or if they're a college style, we're out. Typically the typical team for us is 90 minutes time.
Wow.
Conversely, we've come in contact with teams that have had to have their entire housekeeping or janitorial staff come in for a month's worth of overtime on weekends just to try and eradicate the MRSA from a school. It's something that we've had schools that have. It's passed from football into volleyball, into wrestling, into we came across a team this fall that even their cheerleading team had to be shut down because of a MRSA outbreak.
Craig, how important has it been for your company to come in with some of the data that you've just alluded to, whether it's paying overtime to the staff in order to do all of the various things that need to be done, or looking at it at from the coaching perspective, saying, hey, listen, when we come in and we do what we do, you have a much, much greater opportunity to have interaction with your athletes because they're not getting sick. It would seem to me that that's got to be just an unbelievable selling point when you're going in and having these conversations, whether we're talking about high schools or universities.
It is a huge thing, but I'll tell you what, most every coach has seen the effects of why we exist. All right. But one of the best things that we've been able to do is we've done our own internal testing. And if I just a quick example, like my son had a brand new helmet. They played in the spring. So they had their spring season. They played a brand new helmet. We waited for about 3-4 days after practice started. And his bacteria count, if you will, was roughly 1800% over the CDC allowable percentage, okay, which is huge. We treated it, and the next morning his helmet was down to surgical operating levels.
Wow.
And we nearly eliminated 100% of all the virus or bacteria that was in his equipment. And then when we went back to treat it again, he was still almost at food prep levels for restaurants. And those numbers are huge. And as we get into some specific data, the coaches really, it's shocking and responsive for everybody.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
Craig, so as we wind down here, how would a coach who's interested in your service, or even a business or a company that's listening to this and think would be a great idea to treat, their workspace, how do they reach out to you guys? What's the best way to get a hold of you and schedule something?
I tell you what, so the best way is we have a contact form through our website, and that's pro3solutions.com, and it's with the number three, so pro the number three solutions.com. And on there, there's a contact page, and we will, you know, Tom, you said earlier, so we are currently, we work throughout the whole state of Minnesota, the top half of Illinois, and all of Wisconsin. And, you know, we're really thankful to the response and to the relationships we've developed with all of the teams and coaches. But it really is a great way to keep your players healthy and keep your season moving in the right direction.
Craig, thank you so much for your time here on this weekend. Don't forget, you can find Pro3 Solutions at pro3solutions.com. Just as Craig was saying, you need to check them out, and I think you will be just be pleased that you did exactly that. Craig, have yourself a great weekend. Enjoy the holiday, and talk to you soon.
Great, Don and Tom, thank you very much, and happy 4th to everybody.
Same to you.
Tom? Music's playing. It's that time already. Man, the 2 hours goes fast. Thank you so much for having me sit in. Appreciate it. You did great work today getting these guests lined up. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you, Don, and for filling in for Mike. And also a big thank you to Jeff, who I know was working very hard in the studio as well.
Yeah, but you start giving him compliments, the head swells, and it's all over on the floor. Yeah,
thank you, Tom.
All right. Let's thank our guest, Brian Hoffman, Director of Guidance, Wauwatosa West High School. Ron Ernst, the head football coach at Ripon College. Jerry Golombieski, WFCA, fundraising chairman, and Craig Erline from Pro3 Solutions. That does it for our show. Again, thanks to big-time Mike McGivern for having me sit in. For Tom Swindle, I'm Don Wachilis. Have a safe and enjoyable holiday.
How do you order food for the office these days? How do you make sure it's on time and as ordered? How can you get it individually packaged? How? Easy Cater. When you order on EasyCater.com, the food comes as ordered and on time 98% of the time. And when there's a problem, which is practically never,
thank you for calling EasyCater.
You can reach someone in about 9 seconds. How do you order 24/7 from more than 80,000 restaurants? How? EasyCater. Order 24/7 on EasyCater.com.